Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And we will shortly play a rousing game of Predict the Prop with our friend Brad Evans. Three tremendous guests joined us on the show today. You just heard our friend Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Thank you very much to Danny. Thanks to Brett McMurphy, college football insider for our friends at On3, and Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baldinger. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our video producer, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath, and I see the smile starting. He's about to come on camera. Our guest at this time, the one, the only, the great Brad Evans. Brad, welcome back to the show. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. And yes, the pearly whites have come out to party.
Oh, yeah. I like that, Mike. Do you get your teeth whitened?
No, man. Look at my teeth. It looks like I've been drinking coffee for 50 years.
Your teeth, honestly, like on camera, like they look good. I'm being serious.
Yeah, they look white on camera.
Yeah, because they got the brightest lights imaginable here at the Casa de Evans Studios. So I look like I just went to the dentist. How about that?
Would you ever get your teeth whitened or like go tanning or like do anything of that sort?
No, dude. I look at me, for crying out loud. I got a highly punchable face. There is nothing I can do. I can inject all the Ozempic into my frame, and I would still be doughy and miserable.
You're not fat.
Yeah, but I'm not shredded either, brah.
They can't even subscribe you, Ozempic. Yeah, what are you talking about,
dude? You're 52. Like, you're not gonna be shredded. Like, the metabolism is working against you.
I love how you just keep adding years onto my birth certificate. I'm 47, America, but I honestly feel like I'm 82.
All right, let's get to some Predict the Prop, Brad, for week number 7 in the National Football League.
All right, Femi, you won last week, so you get to choose the position, a quarterback, running back, wide receiver. I'll even throw in a tight end, but I only have one tight end to choose from. So, Femi, pick your poison.
Give me a QB, baby. Let's go with the signal caller.
All right. The prop is pass yards for one Drake May on the road in Las Vegas, taking on the Tennessee Titans. Femi, predict the prop.
So expectations, they're going to be winning the game, so maybe some second half runs. I'll say 242 and a half for Drake May.
All right, Costos.
This is Drake May against the Titans. I don't bet quarterback props, so I don't even I have no concept of what this would even be. I could be way off here. Yeah, like it can't be like 300. It's not going to be that high. I'll say a little lower than what Femi get. I'll say 220, but I'm guessing.
All right, both of you. Now, Costos was the closest, only 6 yards off at 226 and a half is what the prop is for Drake May, who's been balling and shot calling, especially down the field. Femi, over or under?
Oh, we're going all day over, baby. They're going to be throwing that thing in the first half, 200, maybe in the first half alone. Yeah, give me the over.
Nick?
If Jeffrey Simmons doesn't play and Devondre Sweat doesn't play, they might just run the ball for like 200 yards, but a pass for me for right now.
Yeah, that's my concern is what will the score be at the end of the third quarter? It could be extraordinarily lopsided. You get a lot of balls to Bella, Ramondre Stevenson, and maybe, just maybe, gentlemen, this is the week we get the breakout from one Travion Henderson. A lot of fantasy managers hoping for that. All right, Costos, you're on next.
Don't hold. Let's not hold our breath on that one, please.
Yeah, well, of course not. We shouldn't.
Remember August.
It might happen. Yeah, might happen. Running back, wide receiver, tight end. Nick, what do you got?
Let's go wide receiver.
All right, so we're going to go with Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars in a game at the butt crack of dawn across the pond.
So I think it needs to be up at this point after a good couple games in a row for Brian Thomas, even against the Rams defense. I think the first number is a 7 this week. It's either high 6 or low 7. I'll say somewhere in the range of 69.5 nice to 71.5 for Brian Thomas.
Just give me an exact number. I don't deal in ranges.
70.5. We'll split. I actually think the first number is probably a 6, but I'll shoot a little high and say 70.5.
All right, 70.5. Femi?
64.5.
All right, the actual number is, Nick's the winner. Ding, 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 at 68.5. So, Nick, what do you say, over or under?
Over. He's back.
Trust him?
I think that's strong.
No more dropsies?
Let me ask you a question, Brad.
Sure.
What's Travis Hunter's number?
You don't want to guess? Femi, you want to guess?
No. I'd be way off. I don't know. How many snaps are they going to play him? I can guess.
32. Maybe, 34.5.
It's higher than I actually opened at 42.5. It shaved off 4 yards, currently at 38.5, and I would windmill slam dunk the under all diggity day long on that.
Did you see the report today that the Jaguars are going to look to play him a lot more on offense this week? And Liam Cohen saying it is, this is not me saying I'm going to bet the over.
Yep.
I just think it's an interesting point of conversation that Cohen is saying that he wants to scheme up routes where Hunter is like the lead option on the play, as opposed to him just being like an option to be the number one option on a play. And presumably
here's
not
my recommendation.
Just being screens.
Yeah, here's my recommendation then. Just bet him to have the longest yardage on a catch. So, it could be at like longest yards for catch, 19.5, 18.5, 17.5. You should get a nice little discount there. He could really run a fly route, go route, and eat up a large chunk of yards on one grab. So it could be a one catch cash, if you will, OCC. Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you know me. And then let's end with a grab bag. You can pick either a running back or a tight end. Give us one player, a running back or a tight end to guess, predict the prop.
Quinshon Judkins, rush yards against the Fighting Flippers, a.k.a. the Miami Dolphins. Whom you're up first?
I will say 71.5 on Judkins.
Higher.
Costos.
Higher. I'll say, I actually think it's going to be pretty high. I'll say like 82.5.
Nick is correct. Almost exactly right. The actual number is 84.5. So Costos over or under.
Wow.
Well, how about this? I don't know if I'm going to bet the over. I would never bet the under. Never.
Yes. Yeah, I think the correct answer is bet the over. I'm going to go the alt market as well. I take it at 90. I take it 100 plus. I'll do a little step ladder on Quinshon.
Yeah, 100 plus. Look what Vidal just did. And Judkins is 50 times the running back Kamani Vidal is.
Yeah, but also the Chargers were playing from in front in that game, though, too. I think I'd go under on Judkins.
Wow.
Brad, what would you do?
There might be a side wager.
Over. Right?
Give me the Judkins over on his receptions, because Gabriel's going to be checking it down to him as they're down by 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
But he doesn't catch the ball, right? Like, that's his problem in fantasy?
Yes. Harold Fannin all day on catches.
Yeah.
That's the route you go there.
Just trade Njoku. Like, enough with this. And let's turn it over to Harold Fannin. Brad, great job. Have a great show tonight on BetMGM Tonight.
George Kirby over 15.5 outs at an even Steven plus 100 odds. I'm out!
Oh, we are extra unhinged for the I'm out there. Brad Evans joining us here on the show. All right, let's get to the bets for tonight. Jake the Snake, please drop the dope-ass beat.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we want everybody to swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And make sure you download and subscribe to You Bet or You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And like, comment, and subscribe. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. All right, game three of the ALCS tonight, Femi, with the Mariners and the Blue Jays. The M's -130 favorite, so they've been getting bet over the course of the day. The Blue Jays +110 total of the game seven. How are you betting this one tonight?
Yeah, there's actually been a little bit of interest coming in like over the last like 20 minutes or so in Toronto. I see like -123 that's out there as well. I think Seattle wins the game. I bet the Seattle Mariners back in July during the trade deadline at 10-1 to win the American League. I like where that sits right now. Small bet just to sweat it out and have some camaraderie on the Mariners to win tonight. So -120. I'll add a little, not a full double down, but a little bit of a double down. Small bet for the M's. I think they get it done. Kirby shoves, and I think the bats continue to come alive for Seattle.
I will be on the Mariners tonight as well, betting the Mariners in every game, have them to win the series, and I feel very, very strong about it that Seattle wins tonight, and I actually think that they sweep and head to the World Series literally for the first time in franchise history, which is crazy to think. I think it's happening. Yeah. I really do think it's happening this year.
Baby.
Frozen Femi have locked up for the ice tonight in the National Hockey League?
Frozen Femi is locked up, and he will be locked in on the Mariners game. So no goal scorer bets for me tonight on the ice. We'll be back tomorrow with some goal scorer bets. But, I mean, there's only four games. I didn't find anything that I love, so no bets.
Let me see if I want to place a bet tonight on hockey. I don't think I do. So Senators and Sabres -110. Yeah, the Mammoth are... Ooh, do I want to bet the... Is Dustin Wolf starting tonight?
Like -235 or something, like, my goodness.
Oh yeah, because the Flames backup is playing. That's why.
Yeah, like there you go. Tell the story.
I know enough about hockey to know that a line like that means the backup's playing. Because if Dustin Wolf were playing, that would be an easy bet on the Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
Blackhawks Blues a huge favorite. Yeah. Maybe the.
It's
Black
not a great card in hockey tonight.
No, it's not. Maybe the Blackhawks. +195? Eh, I base it on nothing. What do you have for us to close the show?
What the hell's going on with Travis Hunter? We were talking about it a little while ago with Brad. Is he going to be on defense ever again? Is he on offense? Like, I don't know what to do with this guy. Like, I don't know why they drafted him if this is what it's going to be, honestly. Like,
So here's the quotes from Liam Cohen today. Was asked about it. He said, scheming him open, meaning Hunter, is part of it. That's number one. Our job as an offensive staff is to make sure we're putting him in the progression and putting him in the position to be a number one option a little bit more often in some ways. And when he's the primary, we've got to throw and catch. We've got to make sure that we identify it, find him, be able to at the right spot at the right time. Yeah, I don't care about any of this. Like, let's just enough talk. Like, let's see
just
it.
Play happen. Him. Yeah, just play him. You drafted him. You moved up. You drafted him second overall. Play the guy. Otherwise, why'd you do it?
Two first round picks in a second. Like, let's get the guy a little bit more involved.
Yes.
That does it for the Wednesday edition of the show. Tomorrow, tremendous football Thursday. We will get you set to bet and win on the Bengals and Steelers, Thursday night football and more. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM tonight on the BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.